A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, in the boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets. And he called them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. I don't think it's always easy for us to appreciate just how remarkable the reaction of these four men and others in the Gospel is. Because they hadn't read the Gospel, they were actually living it. So they hadn't had, as we've had, the benefit of hearing priests explain Jesus to us, having all the connections made, all the gaps filled in. For them, it was enough, it had to be enough, just to see him and to hear his voice, and bang, their lives were utterly transformed. And you find yourself thinking, well, what happened then? What happened to the nets? And how did Zebedee feel when his sons just walked out on him? It's not hard to imagine him feeling a bit resentful. Even today, parents aren't always overjoyed when their offspring leave everything, leave the family or leave a job or studies to follow Jesus in the religious life. But at least nowadays, parents know that it may happen. And moreover, they know that the order or the congregation that their child joins will look after the new arrival. Whereas here, in Galilee, at this time, there was no ready-made structure for them to become a part of. No physical structure, no spiritual structure, really. There was just this hugely charismatic man who said, "Follow me," and they did, immediately. Yeah, twice we hear that word in this very short passage. Immediate, they left. And that's extraordinary. One word, and off they go. These two sets of brothers, Simon and Andrew, James and John. If you look at the Gospel of John, that gives a bit more prominence to Andrew. And since today is his feast day, and in addition he's the patron saint of my native country, Scotland, I'd like just to recall what we're told in John's Gospel. Andrew was a disciple of John the Baptist, and the Baptist pointed out Jesus as the Lamb of God. And off went Andrew, following Jesus, then racing off to tell his brother Simon Peter, "We've found the Messiah." Again, you see, there's this sense of urgency. When you find Christ, everything else becomes secondary. You put him in first place, or at least you should. You put him before your family, before your personal security, before absolutely everything, and off you go. In John's Gospel, then, Andrew is the very first of the 12. In Matthew, it's a tie, if I can put it that way, with Simon Peter. But either way, Andrew is one of the supreme examples of putting first things first, getting your priorities right, responding when you hear the Lord call you. No hanging about. Well, as well as being the Feast of St. Andrew, today is the last day of the liturgical year. So, how about making a New Year's resolution to start Advent and start the new year. Let's resolve to listen for that voice that calls us. And let's resolve, above all, to respond immediately.